Well, she hasn't been on for a while. What's going on here?
Yeah, right?
JC's back on the phone again.
Ow.
Stupid phone.
Yeah.
Jessa!
I find it hilarious how you can talk to it after you drop it.
Hi. I have to lay down on the floor beside it.
I know, it's funny.
Because if you move it, it gets all crackly.
I know.
When do you buy a new phone at Walgreens? Because this one is about dead, and it's got something sticky on it.
Because you keep dropping it, girl.
Yeah.
Wow, it's stupid.
And you keep putting peanut butter on it. Maybe
for Christmas.
It's a cordless phone, which is stupid because it won't even go into my closet. And if a phone won't go to your closet, how are you supposed to talk to your friends and describe your shoes?
I don't know.
No, that's very true.
Whatever.
I just promised you.
Oh, and you know what's wrong with this phone that we have at home? There's no camera on it. Who has a phone with no camera on it?
It's a home phone.
So stupid. You can't even surf the internet on it either.
Do that on your cell phone.
What?
Oh. Kawai?
Yes, Kenzie.
Kawai?
Hi, Kenzie. Did you find your way home okay last night?
Yeah, I got a little lost driving to the restaurant.
Man, you
it
got
was
really
so
lost.
Good, though.
Yeah.
Like 45 minutes late.
If you're looking for good Italian food, go to Pomodoro. It's amazing.
No, it's Penne Pomodoro.
Penne Tomato.
Penne.
Portobello.
So
Pomodoro.
Good. Yeah. Quesadice. Yeah.
We even met just Mr. Lombardi, who owns it.
Yeah, he touched my
Lombardi.
Butt.
He was there.
He touched my butt.
No, he did
great.
Not.
I like
did
him.
Not.
Yeah, he did.
No, he did not.
His wife
was an accident,
there.
But it wasn't.
His
Whatever.
Wife was there. He
yeah.
did not do that.
She touched my butt, too.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did.
She was
the
there with her children.
They touched your butt, too, huh?
Well, that's not why I'm calling anyway.
Huh?
I'm calling because, as you know, there are millions of girls in America who don't have maps or the Iraq who want to be more like Kenzie.
Really?
Who don't have what?
That's why you're calling.
Well, I was watching that speech from the girl, the Miss Teen USA, and she had something about the maps in the Iraq.
That was like 3 years ago, wasn't it?
Oh, my bad. But there are a lot of girls out there trying to be Kenzie. Every morning I get on the Tubi.
YouTube. Yeah, don't put the P in there.
YouTube.
No.
What is it?
All right, we get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, YouTube.
Anyway, I get on that and I type in the word Kenzie, and all these videos pop up.
I know.
Of girls being like Kenzie.
Really?
A couple of them are you, though. That's
yeah.
pretty hilarious.
They're not me. They're other girls, like this girl.
JC, I'm so excited about going to Cancun with you. I've always wanted to see Florida.
I don't talk like that, do I?
No.
No, not at all.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's this girl right here.
JC, what the hell? I want shoes that rock.
Yeah.
Take me back to California. You're so stupid.
Why is that girl trying to talk like me?
I don't know, babe. That's crazy.
Is she going to kill me?
Maybe.
Oh, man. And then there's this girl right here.
JC, what the hell? Where are you? Where are you at work? It is like Saturday.
Yeah.
Saturday.
Oh, it's on my Friday.
Yeah.
Well, okay, but Jesse, come home. I
Wait a minute. Is that me?
No, that's not you.
Might be you.
Well, who is it?
It's a clone of
you. It's a Kenzie person.
How does she know how I sound?
They're Kenzie clones.
How do they know?
She can hear you right now.
Kenzie, I've told you that. Every time you call, you're on the radio.
Shut up.
I've told you that every time.
No, seriously.
I have a radio.
Yeah, you're on it.
No. You call, right?
I'm calling you on the phone,
you're,
not on the radio.
That is correct.
I tried to call you on the radio. There's no numbers on it to push in.
JC, it's good getting
point.
Worse.
No, I can do this.
You're so stupid.
So you call us on the phone, right? And then when you call
okay,
me...
Okay, I'll call you right back.
No, Kenzie. Dang it.
Way to go, JC.
I was trying to explain to her.
She'll call back. She'll call back.
She gets worse when we go long periods of time without talking to her.
You just told her to call you on the phone.
I was explaining.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
I thought you were going to call me on the phone.
No, see, I was explaining to you how this works, how people know
Who's
what
this?
You sound. Your husband.
I was just talking to Jesse?
Yeah.
Hi, it's Kenzie.
I know.
I was just talking to you.
I am so frustrated with you right now.
Why would I do? So anyway, I'm on the YipaTube and I'm listening to
heard that story.
People talk like me.
Yeah.
And
oh my god, what is that? I don't know, some guy.
What?
Oh my god, that's so Jonas. I think that Chris Ramirez, the guy that talks like really deep at our school, looks like that.
I don't get it. Like, that's how my friends talk. So.
They're emulating you. They like you. They want to be like you.
That's way too big of a word.
Yeah. Can I file a police report if they do that?
No.
Emulating.
No, that's just
mean.
They just want to be like you.
Imitation is the highest form of flattery.
Yeah, right?
So if you do your impression of me on the Yippee Tube, I will play it on the phone for JC. See, that's my guarantee.
No. Wow, what a
satisfaction for
that.
You.
I have a computer as well, and I can go look those up.
So
if
go
I want
make
to.
A video of you being Kenza and put it up on the Yippee Tube, and then tell me.
If you keep leaving me voicemails with girls acting like you on my phone again, I'm going to be very mad with you.
So, a lot of girls out there are wearing the, you know, the WWKD bracelet.
What would Kenzie do?
Al, I love you. You're like as smart as me.
Thank you.
Yeah. But sometimes things come up, you know, and you don't know exactly how Kenzie would react. That's a problem because if you're going to act like Kenzie, you got to act like Kenzie all the time, including referring to her in third person, even if you are Kenzie.
Got it.
Yeah. So, let's say I'm going to give you some scenarios.
All right.
And you're going to tell me how Kenzie would act.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Let's say your boyfriend or husband is growing his stupid hair out to look more like stupid Tom Brady.
Why is it stupid?
And 4 or 5 times a day, he'll do this hair flip that he thinks is like epic. And you think it's stupid. And he's doing it thinking it like turns you on or whatever. What do you say to him if you are Kenzie? Do you say, A, enough of the stupid hair flip, you crazy Mexican.
That's pretty good.
2. That's hot. Let's do it right here at IHOP.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Or 3rd. You're hot. Buy me some thigh-high boots right now. Let's go to the mall.
Probably the 3rd one.
Yeah. Thanks, Al.
I'm guessing.
Okay.
Thanks, Al.
All right. All right.
Well, Kenzie went with the first one.
The correct answer is duh.
No.
Next question to help you act more like Kenzie.
What?
Let's say a guy pulls up beside you at a light yesterday at about noon.
Okay.
And puts his window down and motions at you to put yours down, but at first you think he's pointing at one of your tires, and then it makes you freak out because JC gets so mad if you run over stuff and break the tires. But then you realize he just wants to talk to you. Uh-huh. So you put your window down and he goes, "You like to party?" And you're like, "Yeah." And he's like, "Cool, pull over." So you do pull over.
You can't do that.
Because you think he's doing a survey on people who like to party.
Yeah, that's obviously what that's about.
And then he tells you to get in his car to go to the party, and you do, and he drives you to his apartment, and there's no one there. So it's like the lamest party ever.
Yeah.
So what do you say to him at that point?
Okay.
Do you say,
"I'm married"?
7. Do you say, "Give me 5 minutes while I text all my hot friends"?
Yes. That's it. Winner.
B.
Okay.
"This is no fun. Take me to your biggest mirror and leave me alone."
Okay.
Or 3. Whatever. You're kind of hot. What kind of pointed toe pumps you going to buy me after?
I'm going to go with the first one. Yeah. Call your hot friend.
Yeah. Kelly, I'm so sorry. The answer is duh.
Okay.
Duh. Yeah. There's no D.
Now, do you want to learn how to be more like Kenzie?
Yes.
No.
Now you can by joining me for a exclusionary seminar.
Revolutionary.
Seminar?
This weekend.
Okay.
You're having a seminar this weekend.
Join me at the Ramada Inn on Highway whatever this Saturday from when I get there to when I leave. It's $100.
You gotta know when you're getting there, huh?
It's $100 per person unless you have more.
Where's the money go? To you?
Yeah.
Okay.
What are you going to talk about?
How to be more like Kenzie, and then you walk away with a list of things that Kenzie might say sometimes, and also a picture of me wearing my Stella McCartney buckle boots.
Yeah. That's good.
$100.
It's a good value, I guess.
And you can meet JC, too.
No.
Radio personality JC, who will be collecting money at the door, bringing me bottled water with fresh squeezed lemon, and then cleaning up afterwards,
because
I have to get my $25 security deposit
JC's
back.
JC's going to be at home resting from the kids' trips. What he's going
to
do.
Come home, JC. We have to put up a website.
California.
Hey, California.
All right, I love you. You're stupid. I'll never have babies with you.
All right. Bye.